credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to Mike in Michigan. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You know, this whole thing is comical with WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. I mean, here's a guy that is annoyed by people who bring up 9/11 and a guy who purports that Osama bin Laden is alive and well and, you know, getting the troops ready for another attack. And
WikiLeaks was claiming that they actually did find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. I mean, it's just, you know.
And then Iran is providing suicide vests. And, you know, Pakistan, the only nuclear Muslim country out there is, I mean, let me tell you something. It's very clear to any intelligent person that somebody who comes out and just says people, he's annoyed by anybody questioning 9/11, that should have been a red flag right there. But, you know, I was listening, it's a guilty pleasure of mine, Mike, but I was listening to Alex Jones talk about Hezbollah in Mexico.
And it was like, I remember that one.
I almost fell out of my chair. And then the next thing he said was that, you know, he's not really sure about WikiLeaks, but, you know, the jury's still out, and it seemed like he was qualifying his remarks. And then I saw him in an interview on Russian TV where the interviewer seemed as surprised as I was how gullible he was sounding about WikiLeaks. And it's just, the whole thing is comical. I mean, she was trying to, like, lead him to talk about Israel not being touched in any of these documents. The worst thing that came out in these documents about Israel is that Netanyahu doesn't always tell the truth.
And, wow, you know, there's a big shocker for
even
you.
Even my cat knows that. Even my cat knows that. I mean,
can we get your cat as a guest on the show?
It's a comical situation, Mike. And to find someone that claims that he's a truth seeker like Alex Jones, talk about WikiLeaks like the jury's still out, like it's not the most obvious propaganda ploy that has been perpetrated on the American people, and not just the American people, but the world. I mean, this is like meaningless, dirty laundry that may or may not be true, directed at Israel's enemies. And they're trying to build credibility with these ridiculous sex charts. You know, we got predator drones that take out people. You know, we have cameras so, you know, it's just amazing to me how they can claim that they can't shut down databases, they can't find this guy. It's just comical. Isn't it funny?
Yeah. I mean, I got an email just before the show. I haven't checked it out yet, but I got an email from the show saying I'm being blocked from at least some of the servers over in Germany right now. So, you know, and again, we've got this AP story which is saying that the U.S. government is blocking WikiLeaks from being read in the United States of America. And, you know, they're not. I can see it from here. But again, it's basically a tacit admission that the U.S. government could do it. I mean, we've been seeing all these laws being passed for the last decade. In the event of an emergency, we have to have control over the routers and so forth. And we know they've been working with Cisco to put IP filters in the routers on the internet backbone. We know the facility is in place there. I actually got a very irate email from one of the Julian Assange fan club saying, well, you know, if the U.S. government's going to shut down threatening websites, you know, why haven't they shut down whatreallyhappened.com? And, of course, my reply to that is, we're not that important. When was the last time you saw Sarah Palin or Hillary Clinton or members of Congress whining about Michael Rivero on the media? And the answer is they don't. We just don't rate. But Julian Assange is being made out to be the biggest criminal since Lex Luthor. And then they say, we can't do anything about it. At the same time, they're shutting down all these copyright sites. It's a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax. It's not even a good hoax. And what's amazing to me, I do not for a second believe that all these talking heads at the TV networks don't realize what a huge steaming pile of USDA choice bovine feces this whole story is.
It's worse than that. It's bizarre, Lynn. You've got these, you know, the newspapers, the media is supposed to, you know, be the watchguard to report the injustices and the criminality of our government, to keep them in check. And instead, they're touting their competitor WikiLeaks, which is basically crapping on them. I mean, saying, hey, look,
Mike, got to take a break. Mike, got to take a break. Be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these commercials.
The The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Mike in Michigan about the subject of the WikiLeaks fraud, hoax, whatever you want to call it. But it's definitely, you know, definitely it's an attempt to trick us into believing a bunch of lies supporting a new invasion of Iran, which if we were to get these same claims from the corporate media or the U.S. government, we'd just say, you're full of it, and we would ignore them. So this is an attempt to try and frock the same lies in the appearance of an adversarial source so that we would be more inclined to trust it. And you know something? This is your basic Cold War thinking, because the American people have become very skeptical and they've become very analytical, and they no longer accept or reject information based on the source. You know, the guy with the nice haircut and the suit, or the girl with the really big microphone. They're looking at every single piece of information that comes over that media, and they're evaluating each on its own merits. And they understand that a trusted talking head that you have listened to for years can all of a sudden, they can be bought, they can be bribed, they can be threatened, or they can be used. They can be fooled and lied to. And they're going to say something that doesn't make a lot of sense, like Hezbollah's down in Mexico. And yeah. The difference is that these days people will say, okay, this made sense, this made sense, and this made sense, this is probably crud, and this made sense, and this made sense. And that's a much more mature way to be handling your information flow. I make mistakes. I can get lied to. People are trying to trick me and swindle me with things all the time. We're going to talk about one example a little bit later in the show here. And so to simply try and take the same lies that we already know are lies and then frock them with Julian Assange in the hope that this nice smiling face, you know, who has a long career as a computer hacker, I might add, you know, that we'll trust his face because the media is making him out to be this major counterculture hero. And he isn't. He's a manufactured and controlled adversary. And there are a lot of them out there because the government of the United States and the government of Israel understand that they have lost the war for the minds of the world in the existing traditional corporate media. The high ground in the war for truth is right here on the internet, on the alternative media, and they're trying to basically fill it full of their fakes, the same as they did in the corporate media, only it's not working because the very nature of the interactive media is when you get a Julian Assange standing up there and say that Israel was right to attack Gaza in 2008, you get a chorus of voices saying, you're full of it, and we know you're full of it, and we're not going to sit here out of politeness and say, yeah, we're going to go along with attacking Iran. Anything else, Mike?
Yeah, Mike, you know, I think it's relevant and quite important that you talk about Julian Assange's background. And, you know, the guy's a computer hacker. There's a guy that wants to get something for nothing by hacking into other people's lives, knocks up an 18-year-old. You know, this is not a credible guy. And yet, from this murky background, my main point was basically watching the newspapers and the media, who are supposed to be the watchdogs and to keep the government in check, they're handling WikiLeaks. They're looking.
And he's
forward.
An egomaniac too. I mean, yeah. His hacker name when he was a hacker, he had a hacker name. I forget exactly what it was, but he like got it put into novels about computer hackers. He sees himself as a character out of a William Gibson novel. You know, from Burning Chrome or Neuromancer. That's how he sees himself, and he's just absolutely in love with his own self-image.
Yep. And he needs this drama. He's the perfect kind of guy to be involved in a propaganda stunt like this. And to me, this is a new litmus test. I swear, I still can't believe listening to Alex Jones talk about 9/11 without mentioning the Israelis or the vans full of bombs, him talking about WikiLeaks is it he's still on the fence. This is an obvious open and shut case from the very first quote unquote leak. So anyway, I'll leave you with that. Thanks for your show, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot. Well, this has got to be a show of Mike's because we've got another one. I'm Michael. I got a microphone in front of me. We just talked to Mike in Michigan, and now we're going to go to Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
That's the way it is from Bohemian Grove.
You do a
in
very
the shadow
good walk
of the owl. Yeah, I mean, how many decades was Walter Cronkite the most trusted man in America?
Oh, he you was know, amazing. You know, there's an old story about him.
We have old to kind of... You know, you have to get older people, I think, too, once they realize this, they've got a lot of adjustments to make because he told everybody what was what for how many decades.
Well, no, he didn't because he supported the Warren Commission during the aftermath of the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
I know,
I mean,
but that's what I'm saying.
You know, I mean, yeah,
there's so many people, trusted him.
Yeah.
And
well,
here he
was
the voice of the Owl of Bohemia. Now, you're talking about, you know, some of the embarrassing things that may be in the WikiLeaks kind of sending a message to the United States that you better watch it. We got more, you know. I'm almost wondering if that's not what kind of Alex Jones was doing with his whole, you know, Bohemian Grove thing. Here's a little disciplinary action. We got more.
I sometimes think this focus on the Bohemian Grove is a little overblown. I mean, it's a summer camp for the ultra-rich, and they go through very bizarre rituals. But then, you know, there are camps like that all across America. I went to one when I was a kid in New Hampshire where they have all these little ritualistic observances and homages to the Native Americans who came before. And it was, you know, it was a big joke among the kids and everything. And I think it's just they're trying to sort of get back to that because in their position in life, it's not like they get to go out and just be regular plain folk anymore. They don't get to like put on, you know, rags and walk around the subjects with ease. I mean, they're spending their whole lives behind Lexan and armored limousines these days. And I think Bohemian Grove is just a kind of a place where they can go out and run around the forest you know, and get drunk and feel like they're safe and secure, and they don't have to worry about somebody from the press getting in there. And I think it's a little overblown, like these shows we see on TV about the Masons. There was another one on the so-called History Channel just yesterday where they're talking about the Masons and their covert influence. And from the point of view of the bankers of the Federal Reserve and corrupt politicians, they would love for you all to believe that there is some hidden group off in the distance, unreachably remote, never to be detected. The Illuminati, the Masons, you know, the Frumptians, the Globians, the whatever, so that you go trying to find these mythical little creatures and you waste your life when the real perpetrators of the evil in your life are standing right in front of you saying, oh, they went over there. And, you know, and yes, there is a Bohemian Grove, and yes, it sounds like it's kind of a weird, bizarre situation, but I got, somebody actually sent me these old photos from an earlier Bohemian Grove, and I remember looking at these photos and seeing off to one side your basic stage lighting dimmer panel, a portable auto transformer lighting panel, and there's a guy there with a headset and a piece of paper running the lights. It's theater. It's a little theater thing that they put on for themselves. It's a pageant is all it is. Now, that's not to say that the people who are attending Bilderberg and all the rest of that stuff and Bohemian Grove don't get together and say, I'll trade you 5,000 of my slaves for 7,000 of your slaves and things like that. They're going to do that. That's what golf courses are for. But I don't think these entities, Bohemian Grove, Bilderberger, or everything, are the initiating core of what's gone wrong with the world as a whole. I think it goes right back to the bankers and the money addicts who absolutely see a world crushed down into Dickensian poverty and all of the wealth in their pockets as the way the universe is supposed to be. Whatever gods they worship and sacrifice to, you know, whether it's flying spaghetti monster or carved wooden owl Moloch or whatever, they've convinced themselves that this is the way the world is supposed to be. And it's simply another way of justifying some very primitive and selfish behavior. In fact, my wife got me this rather interesting bumper sticker the other day, and it says, gods don't kill people. People with gods kill people. And, you know, it's absolutely right. People use religion to justify some very barbaric behavior, whether it's conquering other countries or looting people's money. And again, going back to my first wife, Broadzilla, the first time she told me that the Ten Commandments are only supposed to apply to other Jews and everybody else was fair game, I honestly thought she was kidding me. She was pulling my ankle. She was trying to put one over on me. And then I came to find out, you know, over time that, yeah, that was absolutely what she thought was the way it was supposed to be. We're going to be nice and fair with other members of the tribe, but everybody else is fair game. We've had these rabbis coming out there in Israel over the last couple of weeks. The Goyim only exist to serve Israel. It's okay to kill non-Jewish children because they might grow up to be terrorists. Just really horribly atrocious stuff. And, you know, it's, again, the religion and the God is just the excuse, because it's hardly, you know, Israel. I mean, look at the whole history of the Inquisition, you know, which is the reason I'm not Jewish today, is because of the Catholic Church. And they used their God and their religion to justify torturing people and stealing other people's lands and stealing their money. I mean, how much more wonderful and beneficial and peaceful this world would be without all these gods running around screaming, kill the infidel, kill the infidel. And, you know, I didn't mean to get off onto this tack, but, you know, everybody's got these little myths and legends they're waving around either as a distraction or a decoy or as an excuse for doing what they want to do. I mean, if you really study all the world's religions, you know, man has never really invented a truly superior God. All the gods act like human beings would if they had unlimited power and no responsibility. In other words, they're spoiled brats, and they're cruel, and they're vindictive, and they're nasty. And apparently we can't actually invent a truly superior God. Maybe the Buddhists, but then Buddha started out as a real person. All right, I didn't mean to go off on that whole situation, but this idea about the focus on the Bilderbergs, I think it's a distraction. And the focus on Bohemian Grove, I think that's a distraction. I think it's a picnic club for the super rich. The problem is the banking system A private central bank issuing the public currency at interest is going to be the destruction of every single nation where it's brought to bear. Why do you think ancient cultures forbade usury under pain of death? We have been through this disaster once before. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm watching the corporate media, and apparently Boner has a problem with a piece of art in the National Portrait Gallery that he is demanding being taken down. It's wonderful that we have a Congress that has got the country in such wonderful shape that pictures are the most important thing they have to worry about. And apparently the picture that they say is offensive, it's a picture of a crucifix covered in ants. Okay. I think that's a very appropriate picture to have hanging in the National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C., because those ants are the bureaucracy, and they crawl all over the body of America, which is staked out helpless for them to feed on, and they take little nips and little nips and little nips in the hope that you won't notice any one of the little tiny bites. But, of course, the sum total of that entire ant infestation can be quite harmful, indeed lethal. And so I think it's an absolutely wonderful representation, and they should leave it up there. Not that I'm an art critic, but I did play one on TV once. Now, what they're not talking about is the situation over in Korea. That kind of sort of went away from the corporate media. Supposedly, the training exercises, at least we were told they were training exercises, but the rest of the world was told it was a show of force to show our resolve against North Korea. Well, apparently that's over, and nothing happened that the U.S. could use to justify some kind of an attack on North Korea, and the George Washington and its phalanx of Aegis ships are apparently steaming out of Chinese territorial waters, so hopefully they'll relax a little bit. But the U.S. has already announced that they're going to go back for more joint naval drills with South Korea later this month, or possibly right after the first of the year. Okay, so basically they're going to go back and try and provoke something again. All right, now I was talking earlier about the possibility of being fooled, and it does happen to a lot of us. And over the last couple of days, I was being emailed two news stories. One of them involved a gay man who was being groped and fondled by the TSA at an airport, and he experienced a moment of maximum sexual release, to put it delicately. That was one of the stories that came along. And then the other one involved a TSA worker at the Denver, Colorado airport who was caught abusing himself while watching the naked body scanners. Now, in the case of the latter story, it tracked back to a parody website. It was a hoax story. But it was being sent to me stripped of its original source site. And it was constantly being sent. Got to put this up. See how? And we even had a couple of the members of the What Really Happened website put it up, and I would take it down and say, this is a joke story. It's a hoax story. Somebody's trying to put it out there to get people to bite onto this, because sooner or later the media is going to turn around and say, see those critics of TSA, they don't have anything legitimate to say. They're all citing these bogus stories. And sure enough, today the news story came out where they're out there, they're pointing to these two bogus news stories that never happened and say, see, this is what all the complaint and opposition to TSA is all about. It's another propaganda stunt. They don't want to talk about the TSA worker who actually was arrested for kidnapping a female worker and raping her and then trying to commit suicide. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the fact that these terahertz machines are now provably MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's House Magazine Technology Review, has come out with more studies about why these things are damaging skin DNA. They don't want to talk about the obvious parallel with the shoe store fluoroscopes. They plant a couple of bogus stories. They try and convince everybody to run them as real news, and then they expose them as straw man. Didn't really happen. Oh, those silly, silly people. Same thing happened back during the House Select Committee on assassinations, which went back in and basically looked at the Kennedy assassination and Martin Luther King. They weren't given much of a budget, so they were not allowed to look at, like, Robert Kennedy and a bunch of the other assassinations that took place during that very difficult period in our nation's history. And they got a hoax planted on them involving an umbrella that was open along the motorcade route in Dealey Plaza, Dallas, Texas. And somebody got in there and said, oh, that was a dart gun, and it had a poison dart, and they shot Kennedy with the dart so that he'd be paralyzed and be an easier target to shoot. And they somehow miraculously were able to find the actual umbrella and, you know, open it up and show that it was just an umbrella, and then they get to go, yuck, yuck, those darn conspiracy theorists, yeah, ha, 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 ha. You know, say how silly they are, and they'd laugh indulgently, and the media had a field day. And then, of course, the acoustic data came out and unequivocally confirmed that the shots that hit Kennedy had been coming from more than one direction. Same thing when Jim Garrison was putting Clay Shaw on trial for the assassination. And you need to remember, in the 70s, the CIA admitted Clay Shaw was, in fact, a contract CIA agent at the time of the Kennedy assassination, at the time of his associations with Lee Oswald and David Ferry and the rest of that. But so Jim Garrison was trying Clay Shaw, and he got a hoax planted on him. Got somebody that he thought was the absolute perfect witness that could place Lee Oswald and Clay Shaw together, and the witness got on the stand and blurted out that every night he would fingerprint his own daughter to make sure that they were not planning a substitute on him. Completely destroyed Jim Garrison's case. He got hoaxed. and Clay Shaw was acquitted. The jurors said they were convinced there was a conspiracy to kill Kennedy, but they weren't convinced Clay Shaw had anything to do with it. And Jim Garrison was going to retry Clay Shaw, but then, gosh darn, Clay Shaw had one of those mysterious healthy heart attacks, and that was the end of that. So fraud is out there. It's called poisoning the well. You go out there to a real scandal, something the government doesn't want, and you plant a phony document on there in order to discredit the whole situation. Back when Bush was running for office and there was the whole question about his going AWOL from the Army at some point during his career. And it was one of the major newscasters, and I'm not going to say the name because I'm not sure I got the right one. But they got a phony document put in with the real ones and used it to just destroy the story. It's an old propaganda tactic. It's called poisoning the well, and they're trying to do it to this very, very day. And that is a good reason why you should always look at every new piece of information on its own merits, without regard to where you're hearing it from or who is saying it to you, no matter how trustworthy you think they are. Are we supposed to be hearing music? Okay, my clock, and well, okay, I'm going to keep on talking until somebody tells me to shut the heck up. But, yeah, it's called Poisoning the Well. There's the music. There's the music. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. As long as we're talking about TSA, the Tourism Suppression Agency, a little sort of a revealing reality. If you were to go to Washington, D.C., and if you were over to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and you were to go inside that building, there you would not be scanned and groped. They have a bunch of dogs come over that are trained bomb-sniffing, drug-sniffing dogs, They're very good and they're very effective. And it's known. The trained explosives sniffing dogs are far more successful at finding bombs than these little white pad things that cost so much money. Because at the airports, it's all about the money. It's all about Michael Chertoff selling all the stuff to the airport to force you to go through so that he can have all kinds of money. But when security is really important, they go back to the dogs. And I think they ought to go back to the dogs anyway. Because nobody gets upset about a dog, for the most part. The times that I've had dogs check out my luggage, I'm not hostile to it, because once the dog is done checking out my luggage, I get to rub the dog's ears. And if I get to rub a dog's ears, that puts me in a really mellow mood. You know? And I say, yeah, great, man, I get a dogging at the airport. Now I'm relaxed and ready to travel. Instead, they got this, you know, these sex perverts, these rejects from the Catholic Church out there grabbing our private parts and irradiating us, giving us skin cancer, and I don't get a dog to play with when it's all over. No wonder I'm in a bad attitude when I get on that airplane. All righty, moving right along, I want to talk a little bit about ClimateGate and what is called COP16, which is the carbon tax orgy they're having down there in Cancun. And I don't think it's going very well. To judge from the public announcements and reading between the lines, I don't think they're getting a lot of traction. I think too many of the people at COP16 were at COP15 last year, where they got hit with the blizzard. And I think the thinking behind IPCC was they were going to pick a really warm place to have COP16 so that they could go around and say, isn't it warm? See, that's global warming here. We don't have to worry about any blizzards down here in Cancun. And I think it may have backfired, because I think all the conference attendees were seeing all those teensy bikinis walking along the beaches of Cancun, and they're probably thinking to themselves, you know, a little global warming, not a bad thing. You know, it certainly improves the scenery here. But I think I think getting into the stories that we're getting about the pronouncements that are coming out, nobody's saying that anybody's agreeing to anything. All of the pronouncements are about, oh, you know, we're calling for rationing, and we're calling for forced relocations, and we're calling for all the, you know, they're basically filling up the blank spots. Because the one thing they're not saying is that anybody's agreeing to go along with this carbon tax nonsense at a time when most of the world's developed countries are in serious economic hardship. They're not getting it. The conference attendees may be doing a lot of that nice tequila, but they're staying away from Al Gore's Kool-Aid. And it looks to me like they're not going to get it. And, of course, the weather reports aren't helping. Berlin started December with the coldest temperatures on record. Since they started keeping records in the city of Berlin, there has never been a colder December 1. We're getting that from all over Europe here. Norway, coldest in 140 years. Now, I got a very irate email from one of the warmistas, the warmer Nazis, if you will, saying, well, you know, it's not, you know, we're not wrong about the climate. It's the Gulf oil spill. And, you know, that got into the Gulf and it disrupted the loop current, and the loop current disrupted the North Atlantic current, and the North Atlantic current collapsed. And that's why it's getting colder in Europe. But it's still because, you know, the climate is still getting warmer, even though it's getting colder. And we keep hearing this over and over again. And again, this is not really based in science. This is a plot line from a science fiction movie called The Day After Tomorrow, which I actually worked on. And Al Gore stole this idea that global warming would bring about a new ice age from this movie, and it's not scientific. And he also swiped a bunch of the computer-animated cracking ice for his so-called documentary. But my reply to this letter writer was very, very simple. Okay, Gulf oil disaster is a bad thing. We all know that. Actually, it shouldn't be anymore, because remember, President Obama said it all magically went away July 15th. So we're not allowed to pretend that the Gulf oil disaster is impacting the climate from July 15th on. But I digress. The Gulf oil disaster is irrelevant to the fact that a year ago we had a very, very harsh winter. The Gulf oil disaster is completely irrelevant to this last summer when those countries south of the equator got hit with a very harsh winter. The Gulf oil disaster has no effect on Australia, which had record cold this last summer. Okay, so this idea of attempting to excuse away the cold weather in Europe by blaming it on the Gulf oil disaster is nonsense, because the cold weather preceded the Gulf oil disaster. If we've been having hockey stick heating until the Gulf oil disaster and then there was a drop off, there might be merit to that argument. But the European weather offices are saying this isn't the second harsh winter in the row. It's actually the fourth. Remember, Dr. Phil Jones, the head of the Hadley Climate Research Unit, the institution at the center of the ClimateGate email and software scandal, has admitted in the British media, in The Guardian, that there actually hasn't been any detectable warming since 1998. When they were talking about hide the decline, that's the decline they're talking about. They're out there pushing hockey stick, hockey stick, hockey stick, and it wasn't there. And they started twiddling the temperature data to try, and they had the bogus satellite data from NOAA. NOAA's now been forced to take that down. The satellites were reporting temperatures 10 degrees too high. We documented where they were putting thermometers next to sources of heat, air conditioning outflows, a trash incinerator in one case, trying to get numbers they could use to keep pushing this global warming thing because all their funding depended on it. And I, you know, the Chicago Climate Exchange has already shut down. I think the core planners of this thing are cutting their losses and they're getting out. And now all of the mid-level people who invested their credibility, their reputation, their careers on this human-caused global warming thing, I think they're going through the motions because the instant the public understands this was a gigantic hoax and had no more scientific validity than the claims back in the 1970s that we were headed into an ice age from the same people in a lot of cases, then, you know, all of these degrees on global warming and climatology are going to be worthless. They'll be worth about as much as degrees in the study of epicycles. We, on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, we have a collection of quotes by the stars of the global warming cult. And when you go through and you read and you see, you know, these people are almost delusional. They're in there admitting that there isn't anything to this global warming, but they're justified in scaring the public with it because they can do some good. They can get money moved around. They can get the economy socialized. They can do social engineering by scaring you into going along with whatever it is they're going to scare you with. Global warming this year, swine flu next year, space aliens the year after that. That's their method. We're going to scare you into doing what we have decided in all of our academic brilliance is the best thing for you. Okay? Now take a look at how well the United States of America or the Eurozone are running right now and ask if you want more of this same management talent running the entire planet on the basis of human-caused global warming, when they're openly admitting it doesn't really exist, it's just a really good device for social engineering. Read those quotes. You will not believe what's in that file. I'm starting to cut and paste some of them into my own ClimateGate page here to basically bolster what I've been saying all along. It's a fraud. The government, in true political style, has taken something that occurs naturally, climate change, and they've turned it into a crisis. Oh, my goodness, the climate's changing. And now they want to sell you a solution. There was another article we linked to whatreallyhappened.com where they're talking about climate change will cost Britain $2 billion over the next year. And, of course, my response to that is, who paid for the climate change we've had over the last 4.5 billion years? Who gets the bill for that one? If climate change is going to cost us, I thought we got climate change for free. We certainly are right now in Berlin. But I mean, they're down there in Cancun. They're trying to make it look like they're doing something meaningful. My interpretation is they're not getting it. They're out there screaming about, you know, in 72 months, the giant mutant heat-induced rats are going to eat all the planet. One guy actually came out and said that by the end of this century, meaning the 21st century, 90-some years from now, humans are going to be all but gone. There'll be maybe a dozen humans living in these little isolated greenhouse habit trail type things, and the rest of the planet will be uninhabitable. Well, remember, we had the former head of Greenpeace was out there saying that in 20 years, Greenland would lose all of its ice. And then we got him on video where he's saying, well, yeah, we were just saying that because we needed to scare people into giving us their money and their obedience. That's all it is. It's rule by fear. The whole global warming environment movement The whole global warming movement is a terrorist organization because they're trying to use fear to coerce your agreement to their agenda, which is paying carbon taxes and accepting a lowered standard of living out of fear that you will die a broiling death in 10, 20, whatever years they say it's going to happen. Now, the USA Patriot Act clearly states that the use of fear to coerce agreement to a political agenda is an act of terror. I think it's about time we waterboarded Al Gore and really got to the bottom of this whole nonsense. Here's some of the quotes from that quote file that I was telling you about. Quote, we've got to ride this global warming issue. Even if the theory of global warming is wrong, we will be doing the right thing in terms of economic and environmental policy. Timothy Wirth, president of the UN Foundation. Another quote. No matter if the science of global warming is all phony, climate change provides the greatest opportunity to bring about justice and equality in the world. Christine Stewart, former Canadian Minister of the Environment. Another little socialist here. The data doesn't matter. We're not basing our recommendations on the data. We're basing them on the climate models. Professor Chris Folland, Hadley Center for Climate Research, Prediction and Research. And remember that the models were based on software, which the ClimateGate revelations showed the software was written to produce a desired result, the increase at the end. The New York Times refused to run any of this and tell anybody about any of this stuff. They're running WikiLeaks all over the place, but the New York Times refused to touch any of this stuff. Another quote, the models are convenient fictions that provide something very useful. Dr. David Frame, climate modeler, Oxford University. Here's a good one. It doesn't matter what is true. It only matters what people believe is true. You're going to love this one. This is Paul Watson, the co-founder of Greenpeace, the guy who's down there with whale wars. That guy, white-haired guy, out there saying we're going to save the whales, you know, even though we kill a lot of humans to do it. This is a quote from him. It doesn't matter what is true. It only matters what people believe is true. In other words, it's okay to lie to get whatever your agenda is going to be. I'm not watching Whale Wars anymore after that one. Another quote. The only way to get our society to truly change is to frighten people with the possibility of a catastrophe. Emeritus Professor Daniel Botkin. There's dozens and dozens of these quotes. This betrays an incredible mindset in this segment of the population, these academics, these politicians, that it's okay to lie to you. It's absolutely okay to lie to you because they're serving a higher purpose. This attitude that lies are perfectly acceptable to manipulate the population pervades our entire culture. It pervades our government. They lied to us about Saddam's nuclear bombs. They've been lying to us about global warming. But from their point of view, it's justified because it gets you to do what they want you to do. It is rule by deception, rule by fraud, rule by hoax. The world is getting warmer. It's all your fault. Saddam has nuclear bombs. WikiLeaks is telling you stuff that we don't want you to see. Ha 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 ha. It's all fraud and hoax. L. Frank Baum really was sounding a warning in his original book version of The Wizard of Oz. And you need to go back and look at it and understand what's going on there. And there's that wonderful video, The Secret of Oz, that goes into it. Now, I got a lot of emails yesterday when I was talking about Ben Affleck. Most of them basically agreed with my commentary that Ben Affleck proves that the inverse relationship between brains and beauty it knows no gender. And they wanted me to go back in on that thing about conflict diamonds because I was rushing to get to the end of the show. And basically what it is, this idea of conflict minerals, conflict diamonds, conflict copper, conflict molybdenum, is designed to protect a monopoly, to protect the profits of a monopoly. Right now, the De Beers family has a monopoly on diamond production out of South Africa. They create the illusion of scarcity, which we know is nonsense. Every shopping mall in America and every jewelry store in every shopping mall in America has got plenty of diamonds. There's no shortage. They create the illusion of shortage in order to prop up those prices so that you will pay thousands of dollars for this little tiny chunk of carbon, which is what a diamond is made out of. And the last thing De Beers wants are other sources of diamonds coming to market, because then competition will drive down prices and there will go their profits. And so every time another country in Africa starts to mine diamonds, what do you hear in the controlled media, the same media that we already know Israel bribes with millions of dollars to always report the news the way Israel wants it reported? Oh, those are conflict diamonds. Those come from bad places. You don't want to buy those diamonds. You'll be supporting torture and waterboarding and the killing of innocent people. You want to buy only our diamonds over here, because these are squeaky clean diamonds that are approved and moral and ethical. And it's a fraud. And Ben Affleck was signing on to this whole thing about, you know, the people in the Congo are poor. They cannot find markets for their mineral wealth, because they're accused of being conflict minerals. It's a hoax. It's a fraud to protect monopoly. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to wrap up this program today. I'm looking at the corporate media, and it's just all fluff, you know, about they're not talking about the U.S. going back into Korea, and they're not talking about all these other things. A couple of stories we're going to wrap up here. Apparently, the Vatican has issued new guidelines to deal with the crisis of child abuse. And it's an infinite deal of nothing that really does, it doesn't change anything. Basically, the new guidelines from the Vatican are saying they're creating a coordinated and effective program of child protection. But it does not order the church leadership to report sex abuse by the clergy when they discover it themselves. They're not required. If the bishop walks in and catches Father whatever with a choir boy in the choir loft, he's not obligated to call the police. He can handle it however he wants to say. The only time that the Vatican says that the church leadership must cooperate with police is if the crime of the sexual abuse has been discovered by outsiders, by which time, of course, there's not much point in trying to cover it up. But that's basically, they're leaving the door open for more cover-ups. They're not dealing with the problem. They're just creating another system by which they can try and keep it under wraps. They're not dealing with the reality. It's just more smoke and mirrors and stuff here. Now, final story here. Over in Great Britain, rather interesting story. Apparently, a teacher sent off a school report to the parents of this school child, critical of the student's performance. And the note written by the teacher contained 16 grammatical errors and spelling mistakes. And it's almost embarrassing to read it. The story is headlined at whatreallyhappened.com as Must Try Ardor. And you can go and you can click on that link and you can see an actual, you know, screen capture of this report, which was written on a computer which presumably would have a spell checker. And the teacher didn't bother with it. Tremendous problem with our educational system. Part of it has to do with the federal government coming in and redefining education in order to make sure that we're not producing children who can actually think for themselves. And the other part of it is, I think the biggest mistake that we ever had in the United States of America's education system was allowing teachers to unionize, because you took a profession and you turned it into a trade. And because of the power of the teachers' unions, you can't fire the bad teachers to make room for good teachers. You just can't. It protects entrenched mediocrity and excludes young up-and-coming teachers who might actually be able to do a better job. And that's why we wind up with situations like this. All righty. Let's see. We're coming up to the top of the hour and end of the show. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, and just see what's going on here with the economy. Again, the media is just having, you know, hysterical fits over the fact that the Dow shot up almost 250 points in a single day. It's too good to be true, and I don't believe it. So with that, we're going to let you go. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So until tomorrow, stay safe, stay angry, stay skeptical, hug your loved ones, drive carefully, and aloha, America.